The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They'll hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you're not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They'll put some of you to death. You'll be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Virtues are interconnected. St. Thomas Aquinas says that patience is related to fortitude. Fortitude is the moral virtue as well as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of the sub-virtues of that is that of patience. Years pass, we have an older vintage. We're brought up and raised by the Aesop's fables. Maybe some of you who are my age or older remember some of the Aesop fables, no? One of the first ones I remember was the race between the tortoise or the turtle and the hare. Not the hair on the head, but rather not H-A-I-R, but H-A-R-E, okay? Or the rabbit. Spanish, conejo y la tortuga. Who won? We were not brought up and raised in that. Okay. It was actually the tortoise that won. You know what? Obviously the rabbit is faster. But the rabbit didn't have a clear goal. The rabbit was zigzagging, going back and forth, right and left, east and west. Whereas the tortoise was heading slowly but surely toward its goal. I'm not encouraging you all to be tortoises or turtles, okay? That's not my message, no? But patience and perseverance is very important. And that's what Jesus says today, by your perseverance, you will save your souls. So let's talk about patience. Remember this one lady that prayed like this, "Lord, give me patience right now." Ahorita, 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 right now. Maybe that was your prayer, huh? I think we're all brought up in what is called the microwave spirituality. We want it now. I think there are three areas we have to examine our conscience. And ask for patience. Ask for patience, St. Francis de Sales says, first with ourselves, then with others. And then this might be surprising to you, but even with God. Sometimes people are impatient with God. Think about all the opportunities you have to practice patience. Do you have some during the day? that, okay, couples, people get married, beautiful vocation. There's always going to be one, the husband and wife, that is less punctual, right? Is that true? Very rarely are they going to be exactly in harmony with, for example, in my family. My mom, I think, is very holy, but my dad was more punctual than my mom. My dad would have to wait a little bit for my mom, you know, to get in the car to go to Mass. And my dad worked on Wall Street, so he had to be. And there's a source of tension there. Go through one day and look at all the times, opportunity you have to practice patience. Okay, you're heading to church. Okay, you get out of your bed, it's cold. You gotta be patient, with the cold. Even though for you Californians that think this is cold, think about the East Coast, huh? This is a piece of cake. Then you're driving. Okay, before you come to Mass, you're driving to Mass, you want to make your holy hour, so you stop at the place where you get your coffee. Usually it takes 3 minutes. But this morning there are 5 people in front of you, it takes 12 minutes. You try to cut in the line, say, buddy, hit the line. Then you're driving, and someone cuts you off. That ever happened? Oh no, Father, not to me. Then you're driving, and someone that drives very slow, and you're in a hurry to get to church, drives very slow, and you're waiting. As soon as that person is there, the light turns red. Ah! Ever happened? And you come to church, you want to go to confession. You're in the confessional line, you're waiting patiently, and someone is there for 35 minutes. Oh. And the priest has to get up to say Mass. Ah. Who was that person that took 35 minutes? Then you want to have a quick Mass? Oh no, it's Father Broome, a long homily. Ah! So there are so many ways that we can practice patience. And if you live in a family, the family is a school of patience, right? Got a couple that has 10 kids, I come from one of 9, I know it's very, very challenging when you're living with people. I talk with my mom on the phone once every 2 weeks, and usually we banter, and I said, Mom, you gotta be patient. I said, Mom, remember that prayer you used to tell me? She would say, I love humanity, it's just people I can't stand. So we got to be patient with our family members, patient at McDonald's, patient on the freeway, patient on the confessional line, patient in listening to homilies, patience, patience, patience. So I could give you many more examples, but let's go from there to patience with ourselves. I think all of us, probably for Christmas, we want someone to buy us a microwave. A microwave oven of holiness, okay? In which you can get in the microwave and you can press 5 minutes and you come out a saint. If you find that, could you please give it to me for Christmas? Sorry, it doesn't exist. Patience and perseverance and fortitude, you got to beg for the grace. Got to beg for the grace. Sometimes it takes a long time to acquire a virtue, whatever virtue that might be. Think about your weakest virtue and how you maybe are struggling for 30, 40, 50 years. Maybe patience. You prayed, Lord, give me patience. And you made that prayer, and then during the course of the day, the Lord gives you all these other opportunities. You say, Lord, I didn't want it that way. No. We prefer to practice patience according to our schema and not according to God's way of doing things. And then I think we have to pray for patience with God. We want God to work quicker. Right? Yeah, I think if you think about that, we think that God, sometimes He just doesn't work quick enough. Almost as if, Lord, my God, hurry up. God, I'm in a hurry. You know, God's never in a hurry. And a classical example is this. Have you ever made a novena? Maybe you made the infallible novena to St. Jude, okay? And you pray the novena to St. Jude, and, hey, St. Jude, hey, cough it up. The lottery, come on. Come on, Jude. It's already 9 days. Come on, you got another 12 hours to go. Come on. It's not the way God works. God has His clock. God has His time. God has His way of doing things. I'd like to end giving you, I think, one of the best ways for us to acquire patience. And it's by means of a story in the life of St. John Bosco. St. John Bosco, when he set up the oratory in Turin, his mother, who was a widow when he was very small, came to the oratory. And she worked in the kitchen, and she helped out a lot of the domestic chores with the oratory. One occasion, everything there in the kitchen and the garden was upset. The boys had made a mess of everything. And she had her suitcase, luggage, prepared to go back to Betsy, where she's from. She's ready to go, packed and ready. John Bosco took her by the arm, and he didn't say anything. But he just pointed to the cross on the wall. Guess what? She dropped her baggage and stayed there until she died. So when the cross, when the patience seems to run out, I think we have to look up at the cross. And this can be even more powerful. Maybe go back and watch the movie of The Passion of Christ of Mel Gibson, especially when our Lord is carrying the cross. He falls and He gets up. He falls and He gets up. He falls and He gets up. So our model, our example, and our inspiration has to be the passion and death of Jesus Christ with Mary next to Him. In that movie, Mary is walking with Jesus every step along the way. So today, let's pray for each other. Let's pray for the virtue of patience. And as Jesus says, by patience, by perseverance, you will save your souls. Amen.